You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Down Royal. A jumps card to look forward to there, with seven races taking place this evening. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud.
Are you well?
Pretty good, yeah. We're just discussing the trials and tribs of Ascot this week, weren't we?
Yeah.
How fortune favours the brave and sometimes it doesn't. Got the all the prices about Kingfisher, as we know, anti-post. Ryan Moore on it, thinking, well, he can't do anything wrong, but the only thing he did do wrong all week was not get a clear run on Kingfisher. It's just incredible, really.
It is. And anybody who listened to your Royal Ascot preview earlier on in the week, that was one of your anti-post bets, wasn't it?
So maybe. Yeah, they've been going quite well, the ones I put up on that, a few here, then, everywhere. But yeah, a couple of them have gone in, and a few have been a bit unlucky.
Yeah. From Royal Ascot to Down Royal then, Andy. Better jump in this evening. What do you make of the card?
I like three in particular.
Right.
And not usually like the bumpers look just a throwaway race, really, but there's a nice filly running in that, so even if we don't have much success early on in the card, I think we'll get our jail on the last one.
Right. Good stuff. Let's get stuck into it.
I'm not going to nap it, though, because that'll put the kiss of death on it.
Yeah, you're hitting the crossbar a little bit with a nap, sorry.
Yeah, I've gone.
It's still time to turn it around. It's still early days.
Oh, God, yeah. But anyway, let's don't get each other wound up before we start.
Yeah, let's move on before we end up in a bad temper.
Yeah.
Down Royal, then. Yeah, the first race is the 5.50. We start here with the Mayor's Hurdle. Over 2 miles, Queen Alphabet heads to the market this morning at even money. It's 7-2 for the Nutcracker. Colin Beag is 5-1. Sixes for Western Home and Bengali. And then 100-1 are bigger prices for the others. Several of these are having good form here, Andy, so who would you side with?
They do, yeah. The figures horse, in inverted commas, is undoubtedly Peter Fye, six-year-old Queen Alphabet, who has got a rating of 123, which does, in theory, set her apart here. And she's earned that following several notable performances and victories in better company, arguably, than this. Her probably best run on the figures was at Aintree last year when she was... last season, of course, when she was fifth behind Astra De La Cour in that very valuable amateur conditional jockeys on Grand National Day. The likes of the Game Changer were third in that, and we know what a decent horse he is. And, you know, considering she only got beat probably upwards of three lengths, that certainly represents the best individual piece of form. But she did get beat at Bolling Road the other day when quite a disappointing favourite. She was towards the back. She was a bit keen early on, and I don't think she really handled the track highly. If you have a look at her career victories, most of them have come over fairly stiffish courses or courses with... you know, more to them than Ballinrobe. But that said, even money looks a really, really skinny price, considering that the Nutcracker beat her on merit on that particular evening. And also, Thomas Gibbon's charge had intimated that she was about to strike with a good run here at Down Royal the time before, when she was hugely lucky that day. Jonathan Moore rode her, and she swept to the front going down to the last, only to put the brakes on, balloon the last, and then... to add insult to injury, Jonathan Moore was coming with a run, a re-rallying run, when Spaceship had gone three or four lengths clear, only to drop his reins close home as well. She only went down by a head in the end, so all those calamitous incidents unfortunately counted against her. The race has worked out really well. Spaceship has won since. What's For You Won't Go By You has won since. That was fourth. She's beaten Queen Alphabet. She's got track form. She's on right up on top of a game. I rate her probably the strongest bet on the card. Each way, if all eight runners get a post, it's just impossible barring accidents for the Nutcracker not to be in the first three.
The Nutcracker, a strong each way bet then for Andy in the opener. The second race is the 6.20. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by 3 stars, who's 6-4. Miles ahead is 9-2. If Jack is also 9-2, 5-1 for Gretzky, 8s for Scorpion Star and Thomas Ledger, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. 3 stars here, Andy. I don't quite know what to make of this, because on the positive side, Henry de Bromhead stable in good form. Decent second last time, although it wasn't much of a race. On the negative side of things, wandered left under pressure, and he's 6-4 at the top of the market. So how do you weigh it up?
Yeah, I think the better ground was the catalyst of this horse performing to a decent standard last time out at Tipperary. I took the winner that day, Mr. Picotee, and he was made to fight all the way as well as 3 stars threw down a really persistent challenge throughout that race. They pulled well clear of the rest. This looks an ideal opportunity for him to get off the mark here. But there is one that's floating around, lurking in the midway pack here, that I think could run quite a decent race. He's yet to really fulfil his potential ever since his bumper days. If Jack is a horse I've had my eye on, he's a nice big gelding by Ifrage. Plenty of size and scope about him. Just the kind of horse that Gordon Elliott will do well with in the summer jumping period, because he wants good ground. And following a half-decent little effort at Punchestown in a good maiden hurdle won by Limoney, he put in his best performance last time out, albeit he ended up unseating right at the second last. He was still in contention. I don't for 1 minute think he would have won that race. But that wasn't a bad race. The winner had gone there in good form. Exaro, of course, is an odds-on poke. And he probably would have finished, let's say, third at worst. So let's say he had finished third. That would certainly give him every right to run a nice race here again if he can repeat or better that performance. Obviously, this is one of Gordon Elliott's happy stomping grounds. He's a top trainer here, so all his horses have to come under the closest scrutiny. And at 9-2, let's hope he stays on his feet this time, because I'm sure he'll give us a good run for our money at that price.
If Jack Franny then in the 6.20, the 6.55 is the third race on the card. This one is the Megan McManus Memorial Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and Bayan heads the market at 4-5, 11-4 for Devil's Bride, 7-2 for Ronak, 12 to Run with the Wind, and To Choose is the 50-1 outsider. You've just highlighted how well Gordon Elliott does at Down Royal. Andy, does he have another winner with Bayan?
Well, on all nine figures, yeah, he should do. Bayan win this. Whether this race has been used as a stepping stone for races further down the line. Don't forget this horse has got some good form at Big Festival, so Galway on the horizon. You know, races such as this are very much coming to the sort of programme book with Gordon Elliott. He's rated 152. He ran in a listed race last time out at Sandown with some distinction. And, of course, he's the winner of that big handicap hurdle at Ascot throughout the winter period. He's yet to win beyond 2 miles, which is a slight niggle at the back of your mind, albeit he ran over 2.5 miles last time out. He's got Jack Kennedy on board, who's now been given the job of stealing some of the better horses home from Gordon Elliott, such as the confidence connections have in him. And it looks as though he's only got really Devil Bride to think about here, who also has probably got targets further down the line on at the back of connections' mind. Most notably, probably something like the Galway Plate, because he's obviously gone over fences recently. So on what we've seen, this looks a race where we've got a real bang, top-notch hurdle up against chasers who are, let's say, blowing the cobwebs away with a view to the future. So let's go with this quality hurdler, and I hope that Bayan is fit enough to do himself justice after a 3-month layoff.
Bayan friendly there. Then the 7.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-102. And Colm's Dream heads the market at 4-1. 9-2 for Gold Class. Maidalia is 6-1. 10-1 for The Turn of the Sun, Key Account, and Ram Them All. It's also 10s for Real Deal Holyfield and Kill Cara Boy. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite open this, Andy. Who would you side with in there?
Yeah, I'd probably mention three here and then come down to a conclusion. Obviously, the front two in the market, Colm's Dream and Gold Class, are in that position on merit. And they both ran on the same card here on the 29th of May. Gold Class was fourth behind Mr. Drick. And Colm's Dream was second behind Medina Gold. Both ran respectively. Both of the speed figures are similar. Circuit times are similar as well. And they're very closely matched when they actually clashed on the 12th of June at Clonmel, when Colm's Dream came out on top, just beating Gold Class. The two of them fought out a real good finish. Slug of two was third round respectively as well the other night to boost the form. So I think that's the key piece of form. They both go well at the track. Colm's Dream, of course, he's a winner here as well. And he often travels well, Colm's Dream. I'm pretty sure at 4-1 he should give you a solid return if you back him each way. And the other one to mention is Ram Them All, a horse who hasn't run since October, but desperately wants fast ground. He's yet to win a race, but his consistency is there for all to see when he's got quick conditions, and he's certainly going to get that tonight at Down Royal with no rain forecast. I'll go with Crack Colm's Dream. I kind of tend to go with him in these kind of events because I just know he's always going to run his race, and that's what half the battle is. So let's go with him around about 4-1.
Race 5 is the 7:55. This is a beginner's chase over 2.5 miles. Mr. Red is the favourite this morning at 2-1. It's 3-1 for Swanty K. Empress Aria is 7-2. 4-1 for Belgrove. Easter Hunt sixes. And then it's 20-1 and double figure prices for the other three. Who'd you side with in the 7:55?
Well, I certainly won't be siding with Easter Hunt. He just hasn't taken to fences at all, and he's definitely going backwards in a rush. So odds around about 5-6-1 for him look not exactly very appetising. Whereas I do think 2-1-ish for Mr. Red. He's certainly worth a little wager here. He ran in a very good race down in Kilbeggan the other day. He cut out the running, set up the good fractions, but then he got into a bit of a speed duel with a Coracle, which is not one thing you want to be doing because that horse stays really well and obviously loves Kilbeggan. He's now 2-2 at the track. The time of the race is very good, and Mac Nicholson gives that race a good shape, solid shape to it as well, because he's very consistent. This decent ground seems to be suiting him at the moment. Alan Fleming is doing quite well with his hurdlers and chasers throughout the summer jumping period. He seems to jump solidly, and this is quite a stiff track, so that's another very much a feather in his bow. So Mr. Red looks a fairly solid choice in that 7:55.
Mr. Red friendly there. Then the 8:30 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a Galway Plate trial handicap chase. It's over 2.5 miles, and Mr. 51 is the market leader this morning at 5-1. 13-2 for Marito, Sizing Solution another at 13-2, 7-1 for Rathlin and Cara's Oscar, 8-1 for Mr. Hotelier and Never Complain and Elegant Statesman, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with the market leader here, Andy, Mr. 51 got the better of Undersaw when Undersaw fell, of course, earlier on in the season. Struggled in Grade 1 company, looked okay in the handicap a couple of starts ago. What do you make of him in this race?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. He's got some real good back class. He's a good horse, Mr. 51, and Connections were really fancying him quite strongly at the Punchestown Festival. He was sent off favourite to win that race. It eventually went the way of Blood Cotill. That was one of the strongest run handicaps of the week. And maybe just things didn't quite work out. He made one or two mistakes on the way round. And, you know, you can, the sort of distance margins you end up losing by can be accentuated with just one or two little niggly errors here, then everywhere. And once the jockey eases him down, obviously they can, you know, a loss of 10 lengths could be 30 lengths. So you shouldn't read too much into it sometimes. Yeah, he's okay. I do like him, but I do like a couple of others in the race ahead of him. I'd certainly have to give a favourable mention to Marito, who ran a good race here the last day behind Maker Track in a very strongly run race. The time of the race is good, and there's been a winner out of that. He just might be in the grip of the handicapper, though, to warrant a clear selection. I think Sizing Solution will run well down the foot of the weights. He's a very consistent horse. He had a run over hurdles the other day just to blow away the cobwebs. He's very much a strong chaser, and he's got some good form and fastest ground at this time of year, and he's won around the track as well. But the number one choice would be Cara's Oscar, who made a very bright start to his chasing career when winning in quite miraculous fashion at Fairy House back in April. He was going really well. He jumped really well up until two out when, for one reason or another, he just slid into it, ballooned it, made a right horlicks of it, and ended up coming out of that fence probably a good 8-10 lengths behind the speed. And then he found an incredible turn of foot once Robbie Power kicked in the turbo, and he flew the last, and then he ran away from Gerard and subsequent dual winner Fortsmith on the running. So it was a really good effort. Still think this horse could be quite well handicapped on the basis of his hurdle form and that progress over fences. And even though this represents a much stiffer task, obviously, into handicap company, Colm Murphy's a shrewd cookie, and he wouldn't do it unless he thought he got a great chance. So it's 7-1. I'm going to go with Cara's Oscar, who's got an abundance of talent.
Cara's Oscar for Andy there. Then the final race is the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a 2 mile bumper, and Billy's Hope is 5-4 at the top of the betting. 5-2 for Prickly. Lady Artemis is 4-1. Sixes for Walker's Point, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the other two. You mentioned you were quite looking forward to this, Andy. Tell us why.
Yeah, this is a really good bumper, actually. I've watched all these run, and the one I've been most taken with is Billy's Hope, the Jessica Harrington filly, who made a really promising debut at Punchestown at the festival back in May. The race went the way of Now Let Go, got plenty of experience from the Crawford camp and made all the running, but Billy's Hope was the only horse that offered any kind of resistance that all-the-way winner in the latter stages, so much so that she faded in the latter strides and ended up nutted on the line and dead-heated for second rather than being an outright runner-up. But that was a really good return. Those punch-a-stand bumpers are always worth keeping an eye on and following the form, and I don't see any reason why we should book that trend here. And if Prickley manages to give that horse the best part of 2 stone, that will be a phenomenal effort by Edward O'Grady's 5-year-old. It can be done. We've seen these horses win with penalties and double penalties. But in the shape of Billy Sab, I think Prickley might just come unstuck here, despite that nice win the other day down in Limerick. You're adding to the mix Lady Artemis and Walker's Point, who are both nice. And that's not a bad little race to end the car. But hopefully Billy's Hope can round off a good night for favourite backers.
Billy's Hope in the lucky last then. Let's have a quick summary, Andy, as always, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, my strongest bet on the card is the Nutcracker each way in the Mare's Only race. I'll go with If Jack in the 6.20. Gordon Elliott looks as though he's got a strong hand. As ever, he's a home track down rule. And he's got Bayan carrying the weight of a lot of punters in the 6.55. And my selection as well. In the 7.25, Colm's Dream, very solid horse at the track, ran well the last time out. He looks the obvious each-way option there. Mr. Red did more than enough to suggest he can win a beginner's chase following his good run at Kilbeggan last time out. In the 8.30, Cara's Oscar did really well to pick himself up virtually off the canvas the other day down in Fairy House, and hopefully he can continue his progression. And in the final race, Billy's Hope ran a real nice eye-catching race in a good race at the Punchestown Festival, and that should be good enough. In the receipt of £24 off the top one, Prickley.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Down Royal this evening.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.